up to Chav Chesam at Beis. Rav Ivye Cholash V'loy Oso Lepilche D'Rav Yosef. Rav Ivye wasn't feeling well, and Rav Yosef used to say a shir before Musaf, and Rav Ivye did not come to the shir. L'mocho Ki Oso, the next day he came to the shir, is boy abayel anuchei daite de Rav Yosef. He wanted to comfort Rav Yosef, so it seems he wanted to inquire from Rav Ivye why he didn't come. He should comfort Rav Yosef. Omalei my time lo yosa mal pilke. Why didn't you come to the shir yesterday? Omalei da have cholish li boy. I was feeling very weak. V'loy motzino. I couldn't come. I was feeling very weak. Omalei, that's a teretz. Amaylei ta'amta midivosis. If you feel weak, you should be tired. Omalei lei sovolo ma'alo hoda rabhune. What should be tired before Musaf? The shir was before Musaf. The omar rabhune, also lei la'odoim sheyitaim klum, koidem sheyispalo tfilos amosofim. One is not permitted to be tired before Musaf. So I couldn't be tired Musaf. I couldn't be tired. It was before Musaf. Omalei boy le lamal itzliyet sloisa the musafim biyochid velite midi lemeise. So that's the problem. So she should daven musaf biyachidis, and then bitoyim, and then come to the shir. That's still not a legitimate reason for not coming to the shir. Omalei velei sova lamal lahodam arab yochanin aser le laodam sheyagdim tfilose le tfilas atzibur. One is not permitted to be magdan before the tzibur. I couldn't daven before they daven. It's an issa. We'll see soon about this issa. So I couldn't daven either. I was stuck. I had no koyach to come to the shir. I wasn't able to eat. So memele, so daven, he davened as a afachalishte. But to the shir afachalishte, that's no shir. They wouldn't understand what's flying. So memele, so that's why he didn't come. Omalei lavitmar alo omar avabe betzibur shonu. That this aloche, also loy lo odom, sheyagdim tfilosi le tfilos atzibur, is only if a person is standing in shul, and the tzibur is not up to Shemayne Esrei, and he wants to daven Shemayne Esrei, then there's an issa. But if you weren't in shul, so then you could have been magdim your tfilos. Then the Gemara says, "V'le'asilchase loyke Ravune v'loyke Rav Yeshua ben Levi." In Bechlau, the first chumre that you had, that you didn't want to be toyim before Musaf, al this memra of Ravune, we don't paskin like Ravune, we don't paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Keravune hoda amoron. That was Ravune's memra, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, the Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Kivin sheigiyas man tfilas ha-mincha, osaloi la-odam sheyitaim klum, koidam sheyispalo tfilas ha-mincha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that it is also to be toyim before tfilas ha-mincha, and we don't paskin, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in this halacha also. Now before we see Rashi, let's first speak about this halacha. Also loyla odom, it's a meira de kaloche, which not too many people are acquainted with this halacha. Also loyla odom sheyagdim tfilose le tfilas hatzibu. And the Gemara says that is only if he's in shul. If he's in shul, he's not allowed to daven Shemayne Esrei before the tzibur is davening Shemayne Esrei. But if he's not in shul, he's allowed to be magdim. The Levusha Yisrod in Simen Tzadik asks a shayla that Bemison, it's brought down in Simen Tzadik Siftes. We hear this in the beginning of Brachas Davches, that there's an Indian, a person should be mechaven lahasho shatzibu mispalalim. A filler when one is not davening together with the tzibu, there's an Indian of Eis Rotzoin. Vanis vilosi locho Hashem eis rotzen. B'shoa shatzibu mispalum is an eis rotzen. So a person should be mispalum b'shoa shatzibu mispalum. So what is the difference if he's in shul or if he's not in shul? So the Bush Eschot said there are two dinim. When he's that din that he should, that din that he should be mispalo, be'esh shahatzibu mispalolim, that's a inyan shetehei tfilosai nishmas. If a person wants his tfilah should be miskabel, so then that's a gewaldikis skule. Anis filosi lecho Hashem eis rotzin. To be mispalo davka with an eis rotzin, that's a skule for kabbalas hatfilah. But there's no isa. If a person davened shaloi beis rotzin, so it's not so zicher that it'll be miskabel. But there's no isa. But if a person is in shul, and the tzibur as yet did not daven shemayna esrei, and he in the shul he's going to daven shemayna esrei, so that is an isel shehu mevaze es hatzibur. That's an isel that he's mevaze the tzibur. That's what the Labush Eisrot said. The Sifsei Chachamim wants to say it could be the whole inyan of that a person should be mispalo, bishoa shehatzibu mispalolim, that is speaking about the shalosh tfilos of shachris mincha mairev, which is a tfilah of rachmim. So there's an inyan that fakert, that the tfilah should be niskabu, that's an eis rotzin. But musif, which is not bechlal a tfilah of rachmim, it's a tfilah that's connected to kol musif, it could be bechlal, there's no inyan of b'shor shatzibur mispalolim out the shor. But al koponim, there's this iser, if he's in shul, he's not allowed to daven koidim shatzibur mispalolim. Now, the Mishneh Brura says on this halacha, that what if he is in shul? A moire de kezach. A person is in shul. In the shuls, they kvetchen zech. They're not up to Shemay Nesha. They're not davening yet. Chveis what they're doing. And he is a shir. If he's going to wait for the shul to daven Shemay Nesrei, he won't be able to make the shir. Is he allowed to daven in shul? So the Mishneh Berurah says it's enough in the Gemara, he's not allowed. Because we see from over here, that he tainted, they asked him, why didn't you come to the shir? So he said, because they didn't want to daven, if he would have davened before he'd be able to come to the shir, because then he could have eaten. But he said, I didn't want to come, because osel adam. So you see, the iser is, even though it involves a bittul teire, there's an iser, even though it involves bittul teire. He just told them, the iser only applies when you're in the shul. But al koponim, the halacha, osel oil adam, sheyagdim filose, when it does apply, there is no heter a bittul teira. Then the Mishneh Brura brings down a bach. The bach says, what if a person is a yoytze l'derech, and he has a problem. The shul is not yoytzim l'derech. He has to make a bus. So the bach says, you know what one does? You don't daven in shul. You go out. Either you go home or you go outside. But it's also to daven in shul. The Maimamot Chai say, so many people make a mistake. They think it's a hiddur to go to shul, and they'll answer a few amens, and they'll daven in the shul, and the harayich happened. Fakert, we learned that ches, there's an inyan about to daven be yechidus in the shul. Afal piken, he says that a mitzvah habo ba'avere, davening in a shul, where there's a tzibur, and the tzibur as yet had not davened, this is mevaze the tzibur. If you can't make it, don't go to shul. He says, how be pomim when I was unable to hold up with the zmanim of the shul, I davened home, I didn't go to the shul. But al kolponim, if he's a yaitze lo derech, or he has a shir, so the Mishneh Berurah says he should go outside, and al kolponim, the heter is he should go outside. There's one time when one is permitted to daven in the shul, even though the tzibur is as yet not davening. That's imroye shehazman oiveres. This is a Rabbeinu Yoinin asugye. If he sees the rate the tzibur is going, there'll be oiver this man tzvile. And therefore he wants to be magdim in order to make this man tzvile. Then he's permitted to be magdim and there's also a machlokes the Bach and the Rabbeinu Yoneh in this shaila. According to the Rabbeinu Yoneh, it seems from our sugya he's permitted to daven in the shul, and the Bach says he's only permitted to daven in the shul if by going home he'll lose his man tefillah. So that is this halacha. There's an iser involved. Also loy la'odom sheyagdim tefilosei letefilas hatzibur. Let's speak about, there's another halacha over here. That there's a halacha that Rav Huna had said, also loy la'odom litoim, a person is not permitted to be toyim before musif. And we said, v'les hilchese loy ke Rav Huna. The Iser Tima does also not apply before Musa. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Te'ime is Mutter. Te'ime. Asu'ude is also. Te'ime is Mutter. What does Te'ime mean? Te'ime means Achilas Peiris, which is an Achilas Aroi, even though a person may eat a lot of Peiris, or he may eat Mizoinis, but it shouldn't be a Kviyas. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to know what a kviyas and mezainis is, look in Hilchos Sukkah. Al Kolponim is permitted to eat mezainis, and therefore he's mechuyev to make kiddush. That means before shachris, which is as yet osur lechel, koydim shetispalu al dimchem leisoichlu al adam. So at yet it is osur to eat. So there's no chiyuv kiddush. So there's no issa of tima before kiddush. After Tefillah Shachris, even though one is not permitted to make a suda before Musaf, but Al Koponim, now there's a heter te'ime. If there's a heter te'ime, so one should make Kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah says, La'aloche, if he only has Peiris, so preferably he should drink, he should be Seimach on the Shitas HaGo'inim, that one could, it is considered Kiddush B'mokim Suda, with that which one will drink two Revi'is and Shoyayin. Or if he doesn't have two revi'is, then he could drink one revi'is of yayin. Al koponim, one is mechuyev to make kiddush. Stamazoi, to drink a coffee then is a big shaila. A fellow will say that a coffee is called chamar medine, and one could be yaitze kiddush, but with coffee you won't be yaitze the b'mokim suda, unless one won't have mezainis then. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Leyol Rabbe, Im Cholash Liboy, what if a person feels weak and he doesn't have Yayin to make Kiddush? So the Leyol Rabbe paskins l'haloche that he's permitted to eat Peiris before Musaf even without Kiddush. There's a Tziruf of Cholash Liboy and it's before Musaf. And the longest of the tziruf is mitzarif deis of two rishonim that lalocha we don't pass. Like them abok upon him, al scholash liboy, he wants to be seimach on two shittas. Shittas haraivet, that the taraivet shita is that the iser te'ime before kiddush only applies be kiddush alayla. The kiddush shal yoim, there's no iser te'ime. And there's another shita sarishayinim that there's no chiyuv kiddush kaidem musar. So he says if a person is cholash liboy and he doesn't have any wine, so he's permitted to be toyim peiris or mezainis before musar. That's only if it's cholash liboy. Bal koponim, that's not like Rav Huna. And now we paskin also not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held that Time is also before Minche, not only Yasud is also, Time is also. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also. Rashi le'ol le'pilkei de Rabbi Yosef, shahaya reisha yeshiva bepumpadise, v'yedairish b'shabes koydem tfilas hamosofim. It used to say adrosha before Musaf. Ula'acher adrosha yohilchim lebeis haknesses umispalolim tfilas hamosofim. From Rashi we see klor bizman chazal there were two mekoymes. There was a beis hamedrish and a beis haknesses. One said from Rabbi Yankim Zechayna Levroche, he said, Why do you need two? You can daven in the Beis HaMedrash also. Why do you need a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses? So he said in Yesod, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is much greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, he says, Bishloime Talmidei Chachomim, Vateirosam Umnosam, so just like they're permitted to eat in the Beis Medrash, they're permitted to sleep in the Beis Medrash, so they can daven also. That means if it involves Bittul Torah, so they're allowed to daven also in the Beis Medrash. But the Hamoin Am that was not learning in the Beis Medrash, so since Tfilah is degrading the Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash is Mugdish L'Torah, not for Tfilah. So therefore they had two Mekaymes. They had a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. And you see that was Lamaise. The Shir he said in the Beis HaMedrash, they didn't have a Musaf there. Musaf after the Shir, they went to the Beis HaKnesses. That's what we see from this Rashi. After the Shir, they went to the Beis HaKnesses to daven Musaf. He once said, Amir de Kechidish, Rabbi Yankiv, he said that, that the altar from Slabotke, they used to daven a, by Minche, they used to daven a Stille Shemaine, they used to daven a Hoiche Shemenesre till Kedushe, and then they daven further. So he says, so what do you think? So you think it's a Psara. Talitvishe Maise, they're learning, they were Mezalzel Betfiller. So he said, you're making a choice, because the altar from Slabotke, each Shemenesre took him an hour. Shachas took an hour, Mincha took an hour, Mayrev took an hour. So Lamaise, the time that was given for davening, he could afford the time for davening. But he wanted to say this longest, they didn't want to be too much Marich in Tfilah in a Beis HaMedrash. Because how much you have to do is Mutter. But more than that, they didn't want to do this als Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. Al Koponim, but we see here claw there were two Mekaymes, a Beis HaKnesses for Tfilah, and a Beis HaMedrash for learning. B'tzibur shonu, imhu b'Beis HaKnesses im ha-tzibur, if he's together with the tzibur and the Beis HaKnesses, lo yagdim lehispalo, he should not daven before, it's a bizoyin to the tzibur. Taisves kivin shehigia zman tfilas haminche osa litaim klum. That is the member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Israel Rabbi Yeshua mafsikin vafilu min ha'achila. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says a loshen osa loyla adam sheyitaim klum also includes, even if he had started eating already before, he's not permitted. Well, see, that means hischol be'isser. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos is speaking about. So la'yitaim klum means he's not permitted to continue eating, because the Gemara in Shabbos asks Akash and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Osu le'lodim she'yitaim klum." The Mishnah in Shabbos says, "Im hischol ein mafsikin." So we see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, la'yitem klum means he's mechuyev to be mafsik. The lo'ihi, and we don't paskin according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Rab Nechunye ben Akone hoye mispalo b'knisosoy lebeis ha-medrash u'b'tziyosoy tfila k'tzor. The Teferis Yisrael says, how does this come into tfila sashachar? It's also a type of a tefillah, but it doesn't, it's not Shemayin Esrei, because Poshet Chazal, Tzvot Anan Shulchan Aruch, also Yelchu Michayil Al Choyil, that after davening, one should go into the Beis Medrash. So, Mi Beis HaKnesses La Beis HaMedrash, so Memele, that's the connection, after Tefillah Sashachar, one goes into the Beis HaMedrash. No, are you B'knisosei La Beis HaMedrash, ובי יציוסו, he was מספלו at תפילה קצורה. אמרו לוי, מה מוקאים לתפילה זו? יחוינם want to say פשט, מה מוקאים לתפילה זו? Others say that we learned in the first פרק that a person, as soon as he enters the shul, he should not daven. Ikones Shir Beis Psochem. He don't, like it looks, he's 1 foot outside, he davens, he should go into the Beis HaKnesses, Shir Beis Psochem, and then he should daven. Shouldn't stand mamish by the door and daven. Here b'knisosai lebeis hamedrash already, he was right by the door already, is b'knisosai lebeis hamedrash, he was mispalel already. That's the shayla ma'amokim letfilazu. So that's why others want to say, that's why even though he said two tefillahs, so the second tefillah was not, that doesn't tell a tefillah is elu. The second tefillah is good. He's in the base of Medrash, the second tefillah was davening, was good. The first tefillah is the shaylitz in the wrong place. Now he told them, fakir, because he saw, say, as soon as I go into the base of Medrash, there's a mokim letfilah. The Sifse Chachomim wants to say that, that they asked him, Bishleim, when you're going out of the Beis Medrash, no, then you need a tefillah. Like, the Goyim says, Le Pesach Chatos Roiveitz, that, the Yetzahore is by the door, but we're going outside. That's where you have a mezuzah. Meredik, you're going. The Goyim says you have a mezuzah on the door, and the tzatz, that's the yamin to going in, but it's the tzatz moil to going out. That means when you're going out, you're meeting up with the tzatz moil, so we put a mezuzah on the tzatz moil going out. Al koponim that lepesach chatos roivitz, that's the outside. So al koponim, so they asked him, so going out of the base medrash, we understand why you need a tefillah. Aba mamokim le tefillah zut, going into the base medrash, why do you need a tefillah? Om alehem, he says, no, going into the base medrash, you also need a tefillah. B'knisosi ani mispalel shloye ored dvar takola al yodi. That in the base medrash there could occur takola, so I mispalel on that. So therefore b'knisosi ubitziyosi, it is not a tefillah I'm going out, ani noisim heido al chelki. Ma'amokim Rashi says kloima mativa. What is the type of tefillah is here? What's the contents, the essence of the tefillah? Tano rabbono, b'chnisosoi mahu oima. What is the tefillah? Yirotzein mufonecho Hashem olikai shleyeore dvar talkole al yodi uleyekoshil bedvar haloche. So there are gilsois in Rishonim. Other Rishonim were not geiris shleyeore dvar talkole al yodi. That it only says that in the Mishnah, that's the context of the tefillah. The tefillah shleyed v'atakol al yodi. But the proti is, it was yirotze mufonecho, shleyed koshel bedvar alocha, v'yismuchu b'chaveri. This is not a separate tefillah shleyed ored v'atakol al yodi. Other Rishonim are not geiris this. Those who are geiris this, shleyed ored v'atakol al yodi, explain, there are a few biurim, what shloyor dvar takola al yodi, vloy ekoshil bidvar haloche. Others say, shloyor dvar takola al yodi means that I shouldn't paskin a shayle, and someone should be over on the psak. That's called a takola. A takola means it was done. He paskin something was mutter, and it was eaten. And that takola accomplished. That's shloyor dvar takola al yodi. V'leyakoshel bidvar haloche is a separate bakoshe, that even nothing will happen yet, but the etzem dvar haloche, I shouldn't come to say a dvar haloche which is not oiskalten, afilu lemaise, it won't come lemaise. The etzem dvar haloche, I shouldn't be nichshul. Others say pshat shleyeyore dvar takoli al yodi. This is how the Tiferes Yisrael says pshat, that the Talmidim should understand what I'm saying. That means I shouldn't say one thing and they should assume a second thing. Like Antignish Yisoycha Yisera Artiyu Kavodim Amishamshim Esarav Al Menas L'Kabel Prat. And the Talmidim understood that the schar mitzvah is no schar for mitzvahs. So that was called, so atakola akor al yodi. That means my dibur was said in such an oifen that it was misleading. That's, even though I said the right words, but since it brought about a takola, so that's a besundere tefillah, shlo ye'ore dvar takola al yodi. And then v'lo ye'koshel b'dvar aloche, v'yismechu b'chaveirai. So there's a meiridike Rashi. Rashi says, v'lo ye'koshel v'yismechu chaveirai al kishloini. Harei roi shtayim sheyavoyu al yodi, she'egroim lahem sheye'onche. Rashi learns, it seems Rashi wasn't geirish, lo ye'ore dvar takol al yodi, so it starts from lo ye'koshel, and lo ye'koshel is two inyonim. One thing is lo ye'koshel, and then I was misaviv, ateichen advorim agiyim. If I'm misaviv through a nichshel and a haloche, that they'll be choytim, so memele, so that also taigdach nish. So he was mispalo that shouldn't occur. The yismachu bi chaveirai. The Chassam Sofer wants to say that, l'chayre, the Beis Medrash, Rav Nechunya ben Akone, if a person would be nichshol, so they would have pisazoi, had a simche. So he wants to say a different pshat. The Gemara in Baba Basra relates that a maise that Rove once came to Rav Ilish, and Rav Ilish paskin the shaila. Rav Ilish was wrong, and Rove corrected him. So Rav Ilish was very embarrassed. He held that mistame. Rove thinks that that's what kind of a poisek I am. That I paskin wrong. So the Rove told him that you shouldn't feel bad. That there's no suffix in my mind that always you pass him correctly. And that what there was a hashgoche, that I came today to visit you, there was a hashgoche that fakert in order to be matzel you from a michsel. He says, the Rabbi Nishalom brought about the Yeshua. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Yesh Neichlin. So Memele, so he says, so that is in Yesod HaSimche. Rove was in the Galglim Schus Al Yedei Zakei, that he was the one that was sent there. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Rove told him, Ani Hashem Be'ito Achishena. When the time comes and you need a Yeshua, the Rabbi Nishon brings the Yeshua. That means there was mamish hashgoche that I came this time because Rabbi Shalom knew in this halacha you are weak, so therefore that's why I was sent to come. So Rove was sameach, it was a samegalgulin schus al yedei zakai. So elt gebeten the Rabbi Shalom vleye koshel bedvar halacha veyismachu bi chaveirai. That al kaponim sonisht oisvel in these simchas and these yeshuas. Others learn pshat. I think the Tiferes Yisrael says pshat. V'loy ekoshel b'dvar haloche. I should say the correct haloche. But v'yismuchu b'chaveirai, that I should say hadovar ha-miskabel. Sometimes I can say the correct haloche, but there's a heremis nish. So memele, so they disagree with me. So what do we accomplish? So I'm saying the right thing, but you're speaking to a stone wall. No, v'yismuchu b'chaveirai. That they should be masking to what I'm saying. V'loi oimar al tomei toir, v'loi al toir tomei toir, that they shouldn't be meikul b'mokim shetoich lahachmer, v'loi al toir tomei, it shouldn't be machmer b'mokim shetoich lahokil, v'loi koshlu chaveirai b'dvar alocha v'esmach behem. B'tziyosi mahu oimar, Moida ani lefonecha Hashem Eloikai shesamta chelki miyoshvei beis hamedrash. A person has to give a shevach vahidoi that he's zeiche to be miyoshvei beis hamedrash. Loisamta chelki miyoshvei kronis. That I'm not from the yoshvei kronis. What are the yoshvei kronis? So Rashi says, chendeni oi amei haoretz sheoiskim bedivrei siche. Since the Chachamim says, Rashi and the Rif only says, Am Ha'oret, Sha'oiskim, B'divrei Sikhe. But the Rashi says, Chemdeni also, Sha'iskim bedivrei sicha. That means, an Amor, it's Gorsh Lekwach. He has nothing but to do in his Oiskim bedivrei sicha. A Chemdeni, so in the time when he's doing business, Memele. But the time when he's Oiskim bedivrei sicha is leider also Yoishvei Kronis. In that time, he should have been Yoishvei Beis HaMedrash. He should have used the time for Limud HaTorah. Al Kaponim is giving a shevach vaidor shesamta chelki miyoshvi beis hamedrash. Sha'ani mashkim vehei mashkimim. The Goyin says, even though I have to wake up early, but they also wake up early. It's not, I'm not losing anything from that. Ani mashkim ledivrei teire, abo, the purpose, what I'm waking up for, ani mashkim ledivrei teire, vehei mashkimim ledvorim beteire. Ani omel vehei mamelim. Both of us work hard. And the omel a mekabel schar, veheim amelim, veinom mekablim schar. It is yodua, the Chofetz Chaim says, amere de kebir, that there's a tremendous chilik in, why do you say, veheim amelim, veinom mekablim schar, they also get schar. Maybe a different schar. Schar oilam haze, I get schar oilam habe, but lechere, this is a incorrect statement, veheim ha-meilim ve'einam mekablim schar. So the Chofetz Chaim explains that there's a moiridik yechilik between chochmas ha-teire, yegiyas ha-teire, and yegiyah in all other inyonim. In all other inyonim, the yegiyah, the schar that one gets is not for the yegiyah. That means, let's say, one wants to study for a certain profession, and he puts years and years of study, and then finally he fails. He's not successful in this profession. So, not only so he doesn't have a profession, but all those years that he studied, and he put yigi in, he doesn't have anything for those years. By kol inyani olam hazeh, the schar is for the results. If you have something to show, you get schar for that. If there's only yigia without an end result, so one doesn't get schar. By limud ha-teire, it is not true. Ani omel umikabel schar. The schar is for the yigia. A person, as we heard before in the first peirik, igre de shmeitze svore. The schar that a person has from a sugye, as Rashi says, Igre de Shmaitze Svore, Shehu Yoigeya, Vetoireyach, Umechashev, Lohovin Taime Sholdovo. What does one have from a sugya? What does one have? One can learn through a sugya, and after the sugya still doesn't know what's flying, and it's also no kashe. I mean, this is doch, we're talking about, the Torah is Chochmas Alekim, and this is Gedei Le'olam. And he learned through a sugya, and he doesn't understand the sugya. So what does he have? So Rashi says what he has. He has yogeya, v'toireyach, umechashev, lohov, and time ishodova. That's what he has. The effort that he put in, the yigiyas he put in to understand, that's what he has. If he understands it, if he doesn't understand it, that's loy malev, loy moirit. That's not his problem. The mitzvah is lasik b'divrei seira, not leida divrei teira. The mitzvah is he has to make an asik out of it. So onu amelim. So that's why perhaps other mafoshim say the inyan of Oidoh is, was first Yisrael says, he sees all the business people, they're running in the doors, and what did he accomplish? So the inyan of the Hidor was to show himself what he accomplished already. And he learned through the sugya, and then he still doesn't understand the sugya. Nishkain geld, nishkain sugya. No, ono ameilim u mekablim schaf. He told, don't worry. Nemam ba malachtecha l'shalmecha schaf u l'osecha ameilim u wa, ono ameilim u mekablim schaf. Ani rotz veheim rotzim. Ani rotz l'chaye oylem abo, Vahem rotzim leveir shachas. There's a meiridike Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine says, Pshatan, ani rotz vahem rotzim, it's not speaking about, where did he run to? He's sitting and learning. So he says, כשאני רואה שעוברים הימים והזמנים, I see days are passing by, years are passing by. אני מרגיש בעצמי שאני רוץ בכל יום. I see how time is flying. I see that אני מרגיש בעצמי. I feel it and I see it that the days are flying away. ומסקרב למיסה. ומבני זה אני מכין סדר לדרך כדי שאזכה לחי עולם הבא. That means so אני רוץ זה בזונדרה. הידו. That I'm realizing that the days are flying by and I have to prepare for Olam Haba. Aval heim einem magishim b'misosam. They don't realize that the days are running. Klal, atshasa misa, veinem mechinam tzeidam ledarko. So that was Abba Zundere, it seems that's Abba Zundere skule. Now they say over Amayra de Kemaisa that, the Alter from the Vardik, in his younger years, he was a businessman. And he had a big mishpacha, an egen mishpacha, and I think a korev's mishpacha, and he had a lot on his head. And he once met Rabitzel Peterburger. That was his first pagisha with Rabitzel Peterburger. So Rabitzel Peterburger asked him, why are you so angeton in business? So he said, nu medav hob mit vos zu leben. So Rabbi Zalpeterberg told the Oma Medav Hob mit was zu starben. So Al Koponim, that rang a bell. The Ani Rots, the realization of the Rots, that the days and the weeks and the years are running by, so that gives me an incentive and a motivation to be Meichen Lichai Yoylam Abba. That's what Rabbi Nienis is shot in the Gemara. The Heim Rotsim, they don't realize that it's Rotsim. So Mamela, they'll end up with Er Shachas. Tana Rabbona, Kshechola Rabbi Elezer, when Rabbi Elezer became sick, Nichnesu Talmidov Levakroi. Omru loy Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Eirchais Chayim, V'niske Bohem L'chayei Ha'ilam Habo. She teach us Eirchais Chayim. Others say that, as Amin B'chine, they saw that Rabbi Elezer was Korev L'mise. So just like there's a inyan, kol ha-mispalo bat chaveiroi nene tchile, so by osl bi lamdeinu erches chayim, so memela perhaps in that schus to be nisoyre bayu schusim lechayim. Abo kaponim lamdeinu erches chayim v'niske ben lechay olam haba. She tell us the guidelines. It's very interesting what he told them. Oma lehem hizaru bikvoit chaveirecha. The aleph was, Hizoru b'kvoit chavereichem. It could be because this kvoit chavereichem is a shrek. We see hamiskabed b'kloim chaveiroi ein loy chelek loy lamabo. So that means that this is a very dangerous, it's walking on a tightrope. What I'll tell you, to learn and do mitzvahs, this adin ein loy chelek loy lamabo, amal chaveiroi b'rab ein loy chelek loy lamabo. You lose everything. So number one, if you want to assure that you'll be zeichet olam haba, it won't be collecting something in a keli which eventually everything will run out, is number one, is hizoru b'kvoit chavereich. That's number one. Make sure that you shouldn't lose anything b'kvoit chavereich. Uminu b'neichem min ha'igoyim, v'hishivun b'in birkei talmidei chachomim. Then he told them about the children. What did he tell them about the children? Well, how kaponim, tu in yonim how to be mechanech the children. Mehigoyim, lo yisargilum b'mikro yoyser midai, mishum demoshcho. Limut ha-mikre is moishech. Loshen acher, misichas yelodim. Higoyim means that you should be mechanech the children, misichas yelodim. Let's talk about, he was telling them, the dover hashlili, the things that means, Yirmiya Novi says, niru lechem niru v'al tizru el koitzim, that
that before you make a zriya, you have to make sure that there are no kaitzim. A person should not make a zriya on a mokim where kaitzim will grow up. Only a person should make a zriya on something that's olu to grow. If, let's say, the second inyan, if they're mulgu in siches yelodim, in dvarim betalim, so then the hayshiva ben bilkei tamidei chachamim won't help. You have to make sure that siches yelodim doesn't have achshivas by them. There's a moira de kegoin in Mishlei. The goin says in Mishlei that just like Talmud Teire keneged kulam, so Dvorim Betalim is the opposite of Limud HaTorah. And the greatest cheshik one has is in Dvorim Betalim, because Dvorim Betalim is the opposite of Limud HaTorah. And just like the Kedusha is tremendous by Limud HaTorah, so the Tum is tremendous by Dvorim Betalim. That's why even though there's no Hanoas Gashmi from Dvorim Betalim, but there's a Meiradika Hanoa Ruchni from it. So Memele, he said, before we start Hayshivim bein bilkei talmidei chachamim, make sure that they should not have the dvorim hamoinim limud haTorah, and that is that sichas hayilodim, which is dvorim betalim, be mechanech them that they shouldn't be rogel in dvorim betalim. The first pshat is Rashi says mikra leisagilum be mikra yaisa midai. Zamayra dikech sam soifer, in Parshas Bishalach, he says pshat in this Rashi, and also, he says, others learn pshat, minu yedeichem, beneichem min haigoyin, it's going on, shar chochmes, ha'olam. There's other chochmes, not chochmes ha'toire. Minu beneichem min haigoyin. So the Chassam Sofer says, there's a meira de kediyik over here. If it's going on other chachmas, so minu b'neichem min haigoyim. Your children shouldn't learn other chachmas, but it seems you yourself should learn other chachmas, the children not. So he says be'emesin. He says all the chachmas ha'olam. He says it is impossible for a person to understand mesechtas chulin without knowing, having yediyas in medicine. It is impossible to know Erevin without yediyas in mathematics. And he makes a whole cheshbon. So what's wrong with minu b'neichem min haigoyim? Fakert, these are things which are mamtik in machshiv yediyas ha-Torah. And it's a meira de kesiyua. Why is it minu b'neichem? So he says, if one will start off the bonim, that means we'll go malim bekoidish. First, we'll put down the yesoidis of the other chochmas, which are necessary in order one should have a yediyah shleim in Torah, and then one will go to yediyah satorah. So he says he'll never get up to there. Being exposed to these chochmas without a tremendous dosage of limud haTorah, svet kaimon is gain. He says, Araya is, that was what happened by Matan Torah. He says, you have to understand, when Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they were slaves, there was no culture, they didn't know Kvi Yisuda, they came out, they were barbarians, they didn't know how to eat. So, you give them a Torah, and the Kol HaTorah Kula, first make mention, V'leinocham Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. He says, the Plishtim were in Derech Eretz, they were very big. He says, so l'chayre, first let them go to the police, but let them become mentioned first, and then we'll give them a Torah. L'aynochem alakim derech eretz plishtim. He says, that's not to say that. If they would have remained there with the derech eretz and the plishtim, then they would have been able to go further. First, the Rabbeinu Shalom, they were doing the chayis taker, without any culture, without any menschlichkeit. The Rabbeinu Shalom exposed them to Torah. And then they were zeiche, and then later these other chochmes came. He says, that's what we say in Uvel Letzion, Shenosa Alonu Teiris Emes, and afterwards, V'chayei Oilam Nota B'Sechayim, Levin in the belt, V'chayei Oilam Azem Nota B'Sechayinu. First was Nosa Alonu Teiris Emes, then gave them the belt, but that comes afterwards. L'man lo'y nigar alik v'lo'y neilu la'boholam. Because the other way around will be nigar alik v'neilu la'boholam. al koponim, but let us see another nekude. They asked him, lamdeinu oichais chayim v'niskebem l'chaye oilam habo. It would seem that if chas v'sholim v'bonim will not go al darkei ha-toyre, it seems this would shter the goyin in the Geres HaMusa writes that the parents suffer a gewalt if the children are not hoylech kitikunam. So Memele, he's telling them, if you want to be zeichel l'chai oylam abo, you have to see that the chinuch of the bonim should be al derech ha-toyre. Uchshatem ispalelim, du lifnei mi atem oimdim. Weißt du, es ist ein besonderer Ingen auf Tfile, du lifnei mi atem oimdim, so what's the kadesha tispalelu biire ubekavone. Ubishvil kach tisku l'chaye ha'ilam habo. To these three inyonim, you'll be zeichet t'chaye ha'ilam habo. Uchshecholo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nichnesu talmidov levakroi. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became sick, the talmidim came to be mevakerin. The talmidim were part of his achrayis. That's pshat boyu v'nachshav cheshbonoi shel oilam. Not only is there a cheshbon proti, a person came in this world, he's a chelik of seeing, however he can accomplish that others could be better, that's a cheshbonoi shel oilam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Im lamadeta teira harbe al tachzich teiva la'atzmecha." Don't keep it for yourself. One should see al tachzich the teiva should not be la'atzmecha. It should be for the talmidim. So memela, when he saw the talmidim, so then the meiridike pachad adin fell on him. He was afraid. Maybe he wasn't yoytze his chiyuv legabi the talmidim. That's why Kivin Shero Oysam his chilitkai. Amru loy Talmidov, Ner Yisrael, Amud Hayemini, Patesh Achozok, Mipneima Ato Boiche. They looked at Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ner Yisrael, in the tremendous Cheshchas HaGolus. He was in the time when there was a transition. The time of the Churban Habayis, before they had the Anhoge, they had an Anhoge Gluye of a Beis HaMikdosh. And now, and he was in this period when we're going into the Hester of Golus. He was the beacon, he was the one that illuminated for Klal Yisroel in this terrible Zman of Achsheichel. You are Ner Yisroel. Amud HaYemini. The whole Klal Yisroel rests on him. He was the Omud of the Doer. The Levush Mordechai in the Hagdome, in the Psiche to Baba Kame, he says, Amir de Koloshin, Be'eis ha-chubin ha-godul v'ha-noiro, Rab Yechenem ben Zakkai, Hitzel es Yisroel, Ba'atziloi es Yavna v'chachomeo. The whole atzol of Klal Yisrael came through. He thought he was giving him Yavne v'chachomel. He wasn't giving him Yavne v'chachomel. He was giving him Gans Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a Yavne v'chachomel. Klal Yisrael has an existence, can exist further. Without Yavne v'chachomel, there's nothing what to talk about. I once heard from Rab Shner Zechayna Levroche. He said that they found in Lublin that the instructions of one of the Nazi commanders there, so they gave instructions that they should make sure that the Zakenim, they should make sure the Zakenim should never escape to America. Because if the Zakenim will escape to America, then Klal Yisrael have a Kiyum in America. If they'll take care of the Zakenim here, so there's nothing but to worry about of the Yidden in America also. This Hasoge, the Nazis said, Rahmanan Nitzlan. Of Al-Koponim, that he was the Amud of Klal Yisrael.
And then the Meiridike Marbet Teure, the Patish Achozik. So they asked, Mipnei Ma'ata Boiche. That means another person found the Ptire. No, he looks back, what did he accomplish? Aber, he was the Meiridike Askin, the Meiridike Talmud Chochem, which comes Klal Yisrael, is Soimecholov, Mipnei Ma'ata Boiche. Oma Lehem, Ilu Livnei Melech, Boso Vedom Hoyu Melichim Oisi. So he said, imagine, if I would be going Lemishpot Livnei Melech Boso Vedom. Now what could a Melech Boso Vedom do already? Shehayim Kan Umocho Bekeva. That means that his Koiches Lahora are Mugbul. He can only do something to me when he's alive. Shim koye solai en kasoi kas oilom. There's another thing. Even when he is in kas, the Bittel Petterberg says, but the kas cools off. I feel he gets in kas. So the first day he's in kas. But there's such a teva that the kas lemaise is not a kas oilom. As the days progress, the kas lessens. V'im oisrani, and even he'll imprison me. Eini suray iser oilam. Ve'im misani, ein misasai misas oilam. It's only taking me away me oilam azeh, but that is not a misas oilam. And so memele, the dinim which I'm confronted with are mugbol dikye dinim. And v'ani yochel lefaisoi bedvorim eleshach bei bemomayim. And these dinim gufa, there's oifanim, how to take care of. There's pious dvorim, there's shoychet momim. So the din is not azoy gefelech, and there's eitzes how to confront the din. But al koponim mit alech cheshboines af al pikein hayisi boiche. There's still something, with all these cheshboines, there's something what to cry about and to fear. Va'achshev shemelichin oisi livnei melech malchi amlochim ha-kodish bohu. Shuchai v'kayom lo'olam u'lo'olmei olamim. So memele, the first inyan is nishdo. Shim koyis olai kasoi kas olam. V'maisrani isuroi isur olam. V'mimisani misosoi misas olam. The goyin in Mishlein and the Chedusha Yagro over here explains that the kas olam and the isur olam and the misas olam are speaking about different onshim lo olam habo. The kas olam is speaking about onshe gehenim. The isur olam is speaking about the onish of Gilgul Nishome. The Goyin writes, Yesh shenishmas ha'odom misgalgel bedoimem tzoymeyach oy bechai. And the Nishome is imprisoned in a doimem tzoymeyach oy bechai, and this could be an isu oylom. A misas oylom is a misas hanefesh huagarua mikulom shuhu nichas me'eretz achayim. So the Einshim that one can confront are meiridik. And v'ein yochel lefaisoi bedvorim v'loi leshachtoi bemomim. There's a meiridik going, the Marsha also of an oath, the mevayer, that on the din la'osid lovoi, there's no pious dvorim, and there's no shoychad momim. But Kozman, one goes, till one comes to that din, that is the din b'chol reish Hashanah v'reish Hashanah, there is an eitzah of pius dvorim k'chulachem dvorim, which goes either on divrei teire, or on divrei tfile, or divrei vidui, which is a pius dvorim. There's a shoychad momain of tzedakeh, but lost love, I lose these eights also. The loyoid ala sheyesh lefonai shnei drochim, acha shel ganeden, v'acha shel gehenim, v'en yedeya be'ezoi meilichim oisi v'loy evke. The Rabbi Tzal Petterburger asks, so why didn't he do tshuva?
I mean, he doesn't know. There was a suffix, al kaponim. So he said, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid of the oimik hadin, which he was afraid maybe he wasn't aware. We find that Teichan Advarim Megiim, we find by Shaul HaMelech, by Melchemes HaMolek, when Shmuel came to him, so Shaul HaMelech said, Kiyamti Dvar Hashem. Shaul HaMelech was under the impression that he was Mekayim Dvar Hashem. When in that time, the Rabbeinu Shalom, for his pula, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Menachem, that he made a Melech. He was over Dvar Hashem. So we have such an Adam Godel could make such a mistake. So Memele, that's what he was afraid of. He was afraid of the Oymek Adin Beini Yedeya Be'ezei Melichin Oysi, which Derech. V'loi Evke. That was the pachad of Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Omru loi Rabbeinu Bochenu. Omolehem Yirotzein Shiteimoyre Shomayim Aleichem Kemoyre Boso Vodom. That was the broche, that the Meir Shemayim should be Kemeir Bos of Adam. Omru loy Talmidov Ad Kan. That's a broche. Meir Shemayim should be Mos of Adam. Omalam Olavai. Teiduk Shodom Oiver Aveira Oimer Shelo Yerani Odom. The Goin says, Amoir de Kipshat. There are two matzovim in a person. There's a matzev before he does an aveira. Before he does an aveira, he didn't decide yet to do the aveira. Before he does the aveira, the Yiras Shemayim can hold him back. That, you don't need the broche. Abok she'odam oiver aveira. But when he started doing the aveira already, then the Yiras Shemayim doesn't help anymore. Then you need a moire boss of Adonai. If a person will come in and see him, that will stop him. That's the losh, that was the broche. Tadish Adam Oiver Aveira Oimer Shalayirani Adam. Bishas is Oiver Aveira when he's already in the trap of the spider, when he's starting to do the Aveira, then Yiras Shamayim is not successful then. That was the broche. Bishas Ptirosai Omalem Panu Kalim Ipnei Hatume. They shouldn't think Mrs. Tzadikim is not Metame, so he told them Panu Kalim Ipnei Hatume. Others say you shouldn't think he gave them a broche, maybe Gashmius didn't mean anything. No, he was a chayish for a filo akliheres that will become Tomei. V'chinu kisei l'chizkiyol melech Yehuda Shebo. It seems Chizkiyol came just like he was the meiradik marbitz teire b'shatoi Chizkiyol. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the marbitz teire b'shatoi. So Memele, Echinu Kisei Lechizkiyol Melech Yehuda Shebo. Rashi, Amud HaYemini, Shnei Amudim HaHemid Shloime Be'ulam. Shem HaYemini Yochin, V'Shem HaSmoili Boyez. HaYemini La'olam Choshev, they were medame him to the Amud HaYemini, the Beit HaMikdash. Patish HaMefoitzitz Pikvalas. Aishani Khaiveshoisi, Mises Oilam Loilam Habo, Hayisi Baiche me Aimas Mishpotai. Im Ladin Malichin Oisi Lafonov, the Bechir would come out from the Aimas Adin. Atkan, Bitmiya Kleima, Bolo Yoisam, Imeira Boss of Adam, this is a broche, Lavaishi Kemeira Boss of Adam, Shimkain Tachtalu me Aveira is Harbe. Aveira b'seiser mimoira abriyes v'yedeya shakel hugoli lakodish bochu ve'enei miniach v'kach. Me'atume tumas oil hameis v'chol abayis v'chizkiyo shebo eilai l'lavoisi to be melave. Zot the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Oimer, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mispalel odom shmoine esrei. A person should daven 18 broches, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, may ein yudches. Not mechuyev to daven a complete yudches, he can daven a concentrated yudches. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, im shkura tfilose befiv, if the tfila is shogu, doesn't have difficulties, spalu yudches, vim lav, may ein yudches. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, ho'ese tfilose kva, Ein filosoi tachnunin. The Mordeke Beer from the Goin says pshat as follows. Be inyan tfilah, there are two inyanim. There's one inyan, there's a mitzvah of tfilah. It's a mitzvah, kiyama mitzvah. That means if a person
daven for the Rabbi Nishloilam, there's Ahman and Etzlan, Chaylem, and he's Mispalel, Rifa'enu, and then nothing happens, and the Chaylem, Ahman and Etzlan, he was Mekayim Mitzvah Tfilah. There's a Mitzvah of Tfilah, and the Mitzvah of Tfilah is not dependent in the success of the Kabbalah HaTfilah. There's a Mitzvah of Tfilah. Like we had before, there's an Inyan, Anit Tfilas L'cha Hashem Eis Chotzen. That's Inyan Kabbalah HaTfilah. There's an Inyan that a Tfilah is Bekoyach to be Mishane the Gzeira Milamailo. There's a Koyach HaTfilah. That is another Inyan in Gansen. Kori Vashem L'chol Koyre V'l'chol Sheku V'yemes. That is a Koyach that Tfilah can poil, that Rabbi Yisrael should be Mishane the matzah. So that's what Rabbi Lezer says. So oise tfilosai kva. So the key of mitzvahs of tefillah he is. He davened, he said the words, but if it's a masa yolov, it's without a feeling of achno and bakosh, as ein tfilosai tachnunim. So that means the koyach ha-tachnunim that tefillah says. The koyach that tefillah could be mishane the matzah, that koyach his tefillah will not hear. Rabbi Yeshua Ima Ha'ilech B'mokim Sakone Mispalo Tfilo Ketzore. Ima Ha'isha Hashem Es Amcho Esha'iris Yisrael B'chol Perosh Esa'ibo Yirtzocheim Lefonecho. We'll see the translation first in the Gemara. Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atfilo. And that's all. There's no Shalosh Rishaynis. This is a Tfilo Mitzad Atzmai. This is a Tfilo Ketzore. Ho Yoroichev Alach Hamoir Yered V'yispalo. Shemayin Esri, v'ni yochel leigeid, yachzer es ponov. Should be marzer ponov to the mokim amigdish. V'ni yochel achzer es ponov, yichavin es liboi, k'neged beis kodshei akadoshe. O yimahalach besfino, o yba'azdo. Azdo will see the two translations, either it's a raft, or azdo is a thick piece of wood that his feet are imprisoned in. Yichavin es liboi, k'neged beis kodshei akadoshe. Rashi me'ein shemayna esrei b'gmorim meforesh. Hoysha Hashem zu tefila ktsora. B'chol perosh ha'seibu meforesh b'gmorim. Imeina yochel leiroi, she'ein lo mi she'yoyches es chamoiroi. So me'mele, so some will be mevubu, no one will hold the chamoir, so he won't be able to daven, so he has to daven on the chamoir. Yarzer es ponov l'tzag Yerushalayim. Ba'azda, so the first pshat Rashi says, k'moi v'atosem b'sad ragli. Beis HaSoyer Shekoyrem Tifish Belah. So this was a thick piece of wood that the feet were put in. There were places in the piece of wood to stick in his feet, and he couldn't move. He couldn't move because this was weighing him down. That's how they used to imprison prisoners. Loshen Acher, a second shot, Eitzim Akshurim Ze Im Ze Har Beyachad. It means a raft. And they float on the rivers. So I think the Simcha Chachomim says, Rashi wants to bring it right to the second shot, because it says, Hoye mahalech besvina oi ba'asda. Vaishtesh, he could be a mahalech. An asda is not a mahalech according to the first shot. He's an oimid. Not a mahalech. So Kaponim Rashi wants to be Messiah the second shot. Hani Yudches Keneged Mi. What is the Inyan of Yudches Broches? Omer Rab Hillel Boreidosh Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeini Keneged Yudches Askores Sheomer David Behovu Lashem Bnei Eilim. Rab Yosef Omer Keneged Yudches Askores Shebekriyishma. Nomar Rab Tamchanam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi keneged Shmoyne Esrei Chuyos Shebeshedre. Rashi, Hovu LaHashem Bnei Eilim, Shehu Remez LaOvois UKvurois UKdushes Hashem, Kedamrinen Bereish Hashone, Menayim Shoimrim Ovois Talmud Loima Hovu LaHashem Bnei Eilim. Omar Rab Tamchin, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, HaMespalo Tzorich Sheyichra Ad Sheyispakeku Kol Chuyoy Shebeshedra. This is the Shir, we're not saying the Mokim HaKriye, but Al Koponim, the Oifen HaKriye is Sheyispakeku Kol Chuyoy Shebeshedra. Ula omar at kadei sheyire iser keneged liboy. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi sheispakeku sheyero hapkokim. The pkokim should be seen of the spine, hey makshorim. The maisha shaninu bekanim bekfanim mina betakul omailo. A person purchased a kanim ukfanim. He purchased the right to cut the kanim ukfanim. That means he's going to use the wood of the kanim ukfanim, but he has no right to be oike the kanim ukfanim, so he's kaitzitz min apkak ulamailo. He, the pkak over there, is hakesher shechlal hakone pokuk visosum shom, something similar to a bamboo where the pkak is the mokim stimis hacholo. Iso shnei kmotim, when one bends down, he makes two indentations, echad milamato ve echad milamailo, ve isa roichev boso bi emza. And between these two indentations, these two knetchen, there's a roichav isa, a coin the size of an isa. Others say, before Shemayna Esrei, Sheyire Yisr, Keneged Liboy, he should see Keneged Liboy, the Yisurim, he was over. Chanina Oma, Kivin Shanen, Eroisho Yishuv, Einoi Tzorech. That if a person is a Chole, and it's difficult for him to make a Kriya of Yisbakeku, Kol Chu Yishab Shadre, so Nen Eroisho is also sufficient. Amarov Avudu Mitzayr Navshei, Umer Zikaman Dekore. Hani tamni sore, the Gemara asks, why do you say there are 18 broches? Tei sore havin, there are 19. Amar Ablevi, Bilchas HaTzedoikim, V'yavne Tiknua. That this was Niskan later, this was not Niskan by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, this was Niskan V'yavne, the Rambam and Hilchas Tzulos as Amoyre de Koloshin, that they had so much tzores from the Minim, the Malshinim, they were Masisim, so they realized that this is the greatest Tzorech, Tfilas on all the Tzorechim that an Adam has, this is the greatest Tzorech that they should not be, that the Tzedokim and the Minim should not be Matzliach with what they are doing. So therefore, it was Nitaisef, this Broche, B'yavne Tiknua. Keneged mi tiknua, if there was a seder of keneged in the Yudchas Askoris, so where did they find a smach to be mesak in another broche? Omar, Rab Levi, le Rab Hillel, Bereide, Rab Shmuel, Ban Achmeini, keneged, Kel HaKovoid Hirin. Other shtalzuk, gam Kel Yitotz Chol HaNetzach, that Kel, it seems, is a loshen of the Ma'orer, the Gvuras Hashem. Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Sefiya, so that's Kel HaKovid Hirin. Rav Yosef Keneged Echot Shebekrishme, seems Kozman, there are Minim and Malshinim, that is Astira Ta'achdus Hashem. Rav Tamchen, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Keneged Chuye Ktane Shebeshedre. There's a Chuye Ktane, so this is Mashlim the 19th, this is the Mashlim the 19th, brach.